You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Do you look at life the way Jesus did? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Shakespeare said that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Well, that's what some people feel about life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
He can handle your problems. Somebody said, I think my problems are too big. For who? Ain't too big for God. Praise the Lord, amen. They might overwhelm you, but they won't overwhelm him. They might stress you out, make your hair fall out early, but they won't make God's hair fall out. He's got holy hair. Matter of fact, one strand of hair on his head is more powerful than anything in this world. He's greater than. I mean, God's hair ain't falling out. Some of y'all think he's bald. He ain't bald. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's greater than hair loss. He's greater than sickness. He's greater than disease. Praise the Lord. Amen. And when you begin to magnify God in your life, then you magnify his work in your life. And the problems of your life get minimized. It's easier to put your eyes on what God's doing rather than what's happening in your life. It's easier to put your eyes on what's happening in your life rather than put on God. But if you put your eyes on God, the things that are happening in your life will go away. It's the promise of his word. Come on, somebody. Amen. I say it's time to learn how to pray perilous prayers, dangerous prayers, bold prayers, strong prayers, powerful prayers, mountain-moving type of prayers. Don't roll up and die. You ain't got no reason to. You got God on your side, and he's greater, amen? Prayers that will alter your life and prayers that will change you from the inside out. Come on, somebody. I'm going to give you three perilous prayers. If I got time, I'll give you three. If not, we'll get two. I'll give you three perilous prayers that if you'll start praying these kind of prayers in your life, God will become so big in your life, your problems won't do anything to you. The circumstances of your life won't bother you. They won't take you out. They won't wear you down. They won't overrun your life. They will change your life. They will change your heart if you will learn how to pray perilous prayers. The first one's this, Psalms 139, 23 and 24. Psalms 139, 23 and 34. He said, search me. Everybody say, search me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxiety. See if there's any wicked way in me and lead me in the way of the everlasting. The New Living Translation says it this way. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. You ever had any anxious thoughts? He said, test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Hallelujah. How many want to stay on the path of everlasting life? Does anybody want to be on the path of everlasting death? Come on, somebody. You have a choice, life or death. Choose this day. Whom will you serve? Will it be God or the devil? Life or death? I choose life. Come on, amen. The first thing he says is, I said, God, I want you to search me. That's a perilous prayer. Because if you pray, God, search me, he's going to search you. Huh? God, I want you to search me. He's saying, God, I want you to search my life. Don't search my wife. Don't search my husband. Don't search my kids. Don't search my boss. Search me. Check me out, God. This is between me and you. Search me, God. Amen. Don't you think that would just be a great change in our lives right there if we just get real with God, let him search us instead of trying to fix everybody else. A lot of times people spend 30 minutes in prayer trying to get God to fix somebody else. No, nobody in here does that. I'm here. God, if you'll just change the way they talk to me, I'll do more. I'll give more. How about search me? Search me, God. I ain't worried about what somebody else is doing. What am I doing? God, search me. God, put your finger on my heart if there's any wicked thing in me. Come on, somebody. Amen. Then he says, God, know my heart. Know my faults. Know my anxieties. Which is literally what he's saying. He's saying, search me thoroughly. Dig into my life. Expose things to me that are hindering me that I can't even expose to myself, that I don't even know about. Come on, amen. Everybody say, search. That word in the Hebrew literally means ransacked. That's what it means. God, ransack me. You say, well, God, well, you want God to come in your life and tear you to pieces. Come on, somebody, amen. Everybody ever watch that show, Cops? Bad boy, what you gonna do? Remember that? Remember when they used to serve a search warrant? They kicked down the door, baby. Pow! I mean, they don't go in there and pick up the pillow and go, no, I don't see no drugs there. No. Everything looks lovely. We're leaving. I mean, that ain't how you serve a search warrant. No. They kick in the door. They flip over the tables. They flip over the couch. They toss the curtain. Come on, somebody. Rip the curtains off the wall. Poke holes in the wall looking for money, looking for a drug. I mean, they ransack the house. You ever been driving down I-95? And you see somebody standing on the side of the road with five state troopers around and canine dogs everywhere, and the car is apart, the trunk lid's off, the seats are on the side of the road, the people in there with rubber gloves pulling stuff out, and you think, dear God, they're ransacking that car, and you know they ain't going to put it back together for the poor guy. That's what he's saying. God, ransack my heart. Dig in to the things that I've buried so deep on the inside of me that I don't even know are there. Things that I've hidden for so long that have polluted my life and caused me to think the way I'm thinking. Ransack my heart, oh God. Search me. That's a perilous prayer. Because God will begin to expose some things in you that you didn't even know was there. Come on, somebody, help me. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know why they do that? Why they ransack a thing? Because they're searching for hidden things. They're searching for hidden things that the person that's hiding it don't want nobody to see. That's why they ransack the house when they serve a search warrant. That's why they ransack a car when they serve a search warrant. That's why God ransacks your heart when you say, God, search me. Things that you've hidden. Hurts. Things you've buried so deep that you don't want nobody to know. And you've lived your life hiding it. Burying it. Come on, somebody say, search me. The cool thing about God that's different than the cops is if the cops find something in your house or in your car, you're going to prison. If God finds something in your heart, he ain't condemning you. He ain't going to look at you and go, you miserable, rotten scoundrel. I can't believe you had that. You've been looking at that. You've let that. You've been doing that. What kind of a child of God are you? I mean, that's not what he does. He searches you so he can heal you. He searches your heart so he can fix you. He don't look at you and go, shame on you. He looks at you and he says, we got it taken care of now. I love you. Wait till you see what happens in your life now that we've identified the source that's been holding you back. Come on, somebody. Amen. Listen, perilous prayers will pull that stuff out. Everything that you're hiding in your heart that you've buried so deep that it don't even come across your conscious mind anymore, those are the things that are perilous to your life. Those are the things that will keep you from living the life that God's called you to live. And the only way to get them out is to pray perilous prayers. Don't say, search me, God, because Pastor Jason said, search me. You go to God with a heart that is right before him, and you say, search me. Search me, God. If there's any wicked thing in me. Come on, somebody. Amen. Then he says, test me. That's the word that they use when they check gold and silver to see how pure the gold and silver is. It's a purity test. He says, test me, O God. In other words, he says, help me to learn whether or not I am the same person on the inside that I project on the outside to everybody that knows me. Is the Jason that everybody sees the same Jason that's alone with himself? Test me. Somebody say, test me. Am I really authentic? Or am I putting on a show? See, the truth is all of us, we don't like hypocrites. Come on, somebody, amen? We hate hypocrites, but then we find out we struggle with our own authenticity in our own life. Sometimes we're our biggest hypocrite because we don't want nobody to know our stuff. So we project the life to everybody else. Test me. Is the inner Jason the same as the outer Jason? Oh, sometimes you'll find out what's in somebody. Put them in a pressure cooker and you'll find out what's in their heart because it'll come out. You ever met somebody that's always full of joy, always full of joy, always full of joy, and then they go through hell for about a week and you go check on them and they ain't got no joy. They're about ready to kill somebody. It was buried on the inside. They just wake up one day and go, I don't want to be full of joy no more. I think I'll murder somebody. No, it was buried on the inside. Come on, huh? In verse 24, he says, point out anything in me that offends you. If there's something in me, God, that offends you, show it to me. Listen, there's a lot of people in the church today, they can live with stuff in their own heart, and it don't offend them, but it does offend God. I'll try that again. There's a lot of people that live with things in their heart that don't offend them, but it does offend God. Praise the Lord, Jason. That's good. Keep on preaching. That's good, man. Huh? A lot of people can live the rest of their life with some of their junk, but God says, I cannot live the way I want to live through you with that junk in you, and you'll never reach the destiny I have for you until you deal with that stuff that's on the inside of your heart. Amen? Come on. You might be able to handle your rudeness, but God said, I ain't going to live with your old rude self that way. You need to get it straightened out. You might be able to live with your addiction, but God said, I can't take you to the place of victory when you got that stuff in your heart. You need to let me put my finger on it and get you free from it. Come on. Somebody help me. Praise the Lord. Amen. You might be able to live with a little bit of compromise in your life and a little bit of the under the table dealings to get some good business deals. But God said, I can't bless your business until you deal with some of that stuff in your life. Because although you can live with compromise, I can't. I won't. Come on, somebody, amen. Praise the Lord. We need to let God test us. God, I want you to test me so I can find out if I'm the same person on the inside that I am on the outside. Teach me. Somebody say, teach me. I mean, after he points all them things out, he doesn't say, I can't believe you did that. I want to show you how to fix it. Come on, somebody, amen. He comes by his Spirit. He points it out, and then he instructs us. He puts people through the community of believers in our life to help us. He puts a church in our life. He gives us home groups. He gives us his word. He gives us the power of the Holy Spirit to lead and direct us. He gives us all the things that we need in our life to learn how to overcome. The truth is most of the time we just resist it because we want to keep the stuff that's in our heart and we want to keep compromising. We just want to show up and let everybody think we're getting delivered. He points those things out so we can grow. Somebody shout, grow. Grow. Listen to me. Growing people are changing people. If you're growing, you're changing. If you're not growing, help me, you're not changing. Come on, amen. Listen, when Mikey was little, he was just a little guy, man. We got worried because he wasn't hardly growing. I mean, seriously, he was in our life. We were concerned. He was a head and shoulders below everybody in his grade level. And we were concerned. We thought, well, man, we need to get him checked out. So what we did is we got him checked out. And the doctor said, no, he's fine. He's just got a small stature, man. He's going to be fine. And we're like, good. So we put a little pencil mark on the wall. It's where he was. How many know if I went back to that wall and I kept putting a little pencil mark there every day, I wasn't going to see no change in his life. But if I put a pencil mark there and then I went back in 6 months and I put another pencil mark, how many know I'm going to see a little bit of growth in his life? Why? Because growing people are changing people. If you're growing, you're changing. How many know you don't measure growth in 24-hour cycles? Come on, somebody. But if you'll look back over your life, if you've been faithful to serve and you've been faithful to be where God's called you to be and do what he's told you to do, you can look back over last year and you can see what God has done in your life. You can look back and see the miracles. You can testify of the goodness of God because growing people are changing people. And I promise if you've been growing, you ain't the same person you was a year ago. You're somebody different. You got a different perspective. You got a renewed hope. Come on, somebody, amen. Huh? Listen, if you've been coming to church for 5 years and you look back over your life for the last 5 years and you ain't changed a bit, then clue into something right now. You ain't growing. You're blocking the move of God in your life and you're not growing. You keep rationalizing and trying to be logical with God and keep telling God why you can't do what you need to do. And you are stuck in immaturity. Is that too much truth too fast? God wants to change your life, but you've got to grow. You can't stay where you are and expect God to do changes in your life. You've got to engage him by faith. You've got to step into the realm of his grace and lay hold of it by faith and say, God, I believe you no matter what. I'm not going to let this sin have my life. I'm not going to let addiction manipulate me. I'm not going to let a lie tell me how to live. I'm growing up. Somebody shout, I got to grow up. I dare you to pray that kind of perilous prayer. God, search me. Know me. Oh, God, test me. Teach me. Many people won't pray that way because they're afraid to get what they're going to get. Listen to me. You can't afford not to pray that way. You will never become what God wants you to become until you allow God to do the work that he wants to do in your life. You better learn how to pray perilous prayers or you'll be stuck in a cycle of frustration, a cycle of depression, and a cycle of discouragement. Don't you let the devil sidetrack the call of God on your life. You're better than that. Praise the Lord. Number two, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. The disciples came up to Jesus and said, Jesus, please teach us how to pray. And this is what he said to them. He said, pray this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, let's say it together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How many of most of the time we say them words? We do it like we say in the Pledge of Allegiance of the flag. We are more concentrated on saying the words than we are meaning the words. Especially when the whole church prays it together. You get close to somebody that knows it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We're more interested in getting it right than knowing what it means. Come on, you ever watch anybody sing a song on the iPod and they act like they know the song, but they got the earplugs in? Half the song they're going, yeah, that's right. Take the earplug out. Yeah, I love that song. I know every word of it. I don't know nobody like that, do we? Praise the Lord. We're just used to it because it's the Lord's prayer. But watch this. Here's the truth. He said, your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Literally, the verb is saying this. Your kingdom come into my life. Come on. Your will be done in my life on earth as it is in heaven. God, your will, not my will. Your kingdom, not my kingdom. Huh? Listen, when he says your kingdom come, what you're saying is, Lord, let your power and your authority rule in my life. Let it work in my life. Let it change my life. That's a perilous prayer. Because most of the time, we want to pray these prayers. Lord, let my kingdom grow. Lord, let my kingdom be great. Oh, Lord, let me have a good name. Come on, we don't say that, but that's what we're thinking when we pray. Come on, help me somebody. I know this is kind of really real, but y'all all right? Okay, everybody all right? Two things the kingdom has. It has power and it has authority. He said, let your power and your authority come into my life. The second thing he said is, let your will be made manifest in my life, just like your will is made manifest in heaven. Let your will be done. Amen? The first part is very powerful because he's saying, what you're literally saying is, God, I want you to make my life an instrument. I want my life to be something that you work through where your power and your authority is revealed to everything around me. I want to be a person, an instrument. Ephesians 3:20 says it this way. Now. Everybody say now. Now. That means the power is now. We got to get away from this thing of we praying and we believe in God that one day when we get to heaven, we ain't going to have no more sorrow and it's all going to be good. No, he said the power's now. Somebody say now. It ain't off when you get to heaven. He wants to put power in you now. Everybody say now. Not yesterday, not just tomorrow, not just when you get to heaven, but he wants power in you now, right now. Come on, amen. So we got to get rid of that theology that we're just going to suffer till we get to heaven. No, God wants to release in you the kingdom of God now. Kingdom ambassador, representative of heaven. And he said this, he said, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. It ain't according to Jason's power. It ain't according to your power. It ain't according to the governmental power. It ain't according to the state house power. It's according to the power of God that works in you. God wants to abundantly, exceedingly surpass everything you could think or ask according to the power that you've released on the inside of your life. My Father, your kingdom come into my life.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
While I